أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, today we will look at another ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. Now this is from Surah number 10, which is Surah Yunus, and it's ayah 23. And here Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Your rebellion is against yourselves. When you rebel against the laws of divinity, then you are in essence rebelling against yourselves. مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It is only for the time, the provision of the life of the world. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِئُكُمْ. Then you shall be returned to us. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we will inform you of what you did. Now this is an admonition where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your rebellion against the laws of Allah is in essence against yourself. And we will be returned to given a report of our life transactions. So what is this rebellion? Where does it start? As children, we rebel against our parents. We rebel against authority. And yet now, as adults, we're in charge of our own lives. We're still rebelling. Who are we rebelling against? The answer is the same word, authority. Somehow we think that rebelling against authority is sort of in our best interest. Let me give you some examples. When we start a new resolution, whether it's a new diet or an exercise program or a new positive attitude, we reach the point where suddenly rebellion steps in. Here we are on the one hand telling ourselves what to do and on the other refusing to do as we're told. We embody both the authority figure and the one who hates being told what to do. Now, where does the need for rebellion come in? It's the need to feel that we're in control of our own lives, that we're the masters of our destiny, the need to feel powerful, the unspoken quest for self-esteem and self-worth. It's like we're saying to ourselves and to the world that I count, that I'm important. It's me. I'm listening to myself. I need to make a statement to assert my independence, that nobody is my master. Yet, as Muslims, we choose to submit to God for the process of learning in order to grow, to reach our full potential. We cannot reach our full potential if we do not submit to him and not submit to his laws. Allah does not require us to submit because he's some sort of tyrant, but because he is our Rabb, he who will take us to our full potential step by step. So the ayah in essence is saying, any rebellion that we have against the laws of God, against Allah himself, is in essence a rebellion against us reaching our full potential. I will repeat the ayah again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. Innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Your rebellion is against your own selves. Mata al-hayat ad-dunya. It's only for the period of the life of the world. Because thumma ilayna marji'ukum. You will be returned to us. Fanunabbi'ukum bima kuntum ta'malun. So we will inform you of what you did. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become one of those who submit to him totally in every aspect of our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.